This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Fierce clashes rock Gaza, including far southern Rafah, following a U.S. warning that a full-blown Israeli offensive on the crowded city could leave the Palestinian territory in a state of anarchy. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on this topic.
America's top diplomat said in two television interviews on Sunday, Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored the United States believes Israeli forces should, quote, get out of Gaza. But he also said he is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has tapped a civilian economist as his surprise new defense minister in an attempt to better integrate Russia's military spending into the country's overall economy and harness greater innovation to win the war in Ukraine, Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
More than 2 years into the conflict, which has cost both sides heavy casualties, Putin proposed Andrei Belousov to replace his long-term ally Sergei Shoigu as defense minister. Belousov is a 65-year-old former deputy prime minister who specializes in economics and has played an important role in overseeing Russia's drone program. He is known to be very close to Putin and shares the Russian leader's vision of rebuilding a strong state. Meanwhile, Putin wants Shoigu to become the secretary of Russia's powerful Security Council.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's criminal trial resumes today in New York. This is VOA News. Spain's socialists won the biggest share of the vote in the weekend's Catalan elections, dealing a serious blow to more than a decade of separatist governance and the independence dreams still nursed by some in the wealthy northeastern region, Reuters' Laila Shahrukh-Shahi reports.
The socialists, led locally by Salvador Illa, secured 42 seats out of the 135 after more than 99% of the votes were tallied. Speaking as the voting count concluded, Illa hailed a new era for the region.
Catalonia today has decided to start up, to function with respect, courtesy, and counting on everyone, and also with ambition. With ambition to once again lead Spain economically.
Meanwhile, the hardline separatist Junts came in second place with 35 seats, and the incumbent, more moderate separatist party, Esquerra Republicana de Catalunya, or the ERC, had 20 seats.
That was Reuters' Laila Shahrukh-Shahi reporting. New payment cards are being introduced for asylum seekers in Germany. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The new rule was passed by Parliament last month. It calls for migrants to receive some of their benefits on a card that can be used for payments in local shops and for services. They will be able to withdraw only limited amounts of cash and will not be able to transfer money outside Germany. The aim is to prevent them from sending money to family and friends abroad or to smugglers. Migrant advocate groups have criticized the new regulation as discriminatory. They say people fleeing war and persecution will not be deterred from coming to Germany just because their benefits will no longer be paid out in cash only. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in other world news headlines, the number of people killed by flash floods and cold lava flow from a volcano in western Indonesia over the weekend has risen to 43, with 15 more missing, local officials say. Chinese banks are tightening scrutiny over trade with Russia for fear of incurring strict new U.S. sanctions over the Ukraine war. And China will start selling an initial batch of long-dated bonds this week, the Ministry of Finance announces, as Beijing looks to increase support for the world's second-largest economy. Dubai's Emirates Group announces annual profits of $5.1 billion. That's a rise of 71% as the airline company sets a new record for the second year in a row. And a bid by Australia's online watchdog to impose a ban on dozens of violent ex-posts stumbles after a judge rules in favor of the social media firm. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.